Hello, bonjour, and welcome to Local First. I'm Candace Vetter, and today I'm talking about a recent motion at Ottawa City Hall to have the city stop using X as a means of communication. On March 4th, Laura Dudas, Ottawa City Councillor for the Orleans Innes West Ward, brought a motion forward to the city's Finance Committee to get the city to stop using the social media platform X. After several hours of discussion, the motion was defeated 5-7. CJRO talked to Dudas a few days before and asked her why she thinks the city should abandon the platform. Thanks, Councillor Dudas. I really appreciate you taking the time to speak with us today.
Thanks for having me, Candace.
Do you want to tell us what prompted this and what stage it's at right now?
In reality, it's actually been percolating for quite some time. I know back when Twitter was transforming into the platform now called X, and it was, you know, had changed ownership. I myself had left. I had quite a good following on Twitter, but I just found that the format had turned into a very negative, almost toxic kind of place. There was a lot of questions about, you know, the factual information and if it was true that was being shared on that format. And over time, it's only continued to get worse. And now, as we are looking at the potential of Trump tariffs, the relationship between our U.S. partners and Canada has started to sour, and the owner of X Corp is kind of in the hot seat for all of this. I wanted this to be the time for us as a municipality to look at the platform X particularly to determine if it's the right place for us to be posting information for our residents to receive.
And what does the city do now? Like, is it regular stuff that's posted on there, or is it just emergency stuff? What would be an alternative?
That's a very good question. So the city actually uses the platform X, in addition to other platforms as well, too, that it has, and newsletters and RSS feeds. It uses it for all things. It uses it for more fluffy information about events and activities, to emergency scenarios. It uses it to blast out traffic alerts and OC Transpo updates. So there's a lot of uses for it. However, not all are of an urgent or imminent nature. And what I'm looking to achieve with this particular motion is, one, to spark the conversation. Do we belong on X in the first place? But two, also to discuss, you know, is it necessary to post everything from, you know, the more fluffy items, or is it better for us to suspend the account and only use it potentially in cases of extreme emergency?
Like when there's a big car accident or something like that and streets are blocked, or is that what you had in mind?
Well, and I wouldn't want, exactly, but I wouldn't want to be too prescriptive, because right, we don't know what the future holds for our city, and I wouldn't want to bind the hands of our staff so that they couldn't blast out information to residents in the case of a true urgent situation. You know, the city of Paris has actually quit X completely, but there's other examples of municipalities in actually BC, and I believe one, I think Cambridge may have looked at it recently, where they're actually suspending their accounts and only going to keep them active in case something urgent happens. So I am looking forward to this conversation, which will happen at the upcoming Finance and Economic Development Committee, and then at Council, as to, you know, what is the value that X is bringing us as a municipality and our residents now, and is it a place that we belong?
Is there an alternative?
There are several alternatives. Blue Sky's one, Mastodon. There's another couple of formats that I've been hearing about as I've kind of been doing some research into this. I know I've been working closely with city staff as well, too, since this motion was brought forward, and they have some concerns about the effectiveness of some of those platforms, how they work with current city IT. And I want to hear those concerns out. So those might play into it a bit. Mm-hmm. What I've been really pondering is, you know, maybe this is the time to challenge our high-tech sector here in Ottawa. We have such an intelligent community. Maybe it's time for a Made in Ottawa solution. Maybe there is something that, you know, is on the brink of being founded that we could actually tap into. So I won't, you know, as I said before, I don't want to be too prescriptive. I know myself, I've been posting on other formats. I've been trying out Blue Sky. There might be opportunities in the future as we go forward to move away from things like X and try to go to platforms that are less, negative, more factual, and really uphold the standards that our city should be upholding.
Before there was Twitter, how was the city communicating in general with its residents?
another good question, actually. So the city would be sharing information on Facebook and some of the other formats, but a lot of the information was being shared through email blasts, online at ottawa.ca, which it still currently does, newsletters, RSS feeds. So people could sign up for blasts of information. They could select which ones they want. And of course, too, we used to send out a lot of paper, which we don't anymore. So there'd be updates sent out by mail. So that's not necessarily the route that we want to go back to. That's not the most productive or cost-effective route. But I think that, once again, technology is always changing. There's always new opportunities to find alternatives to things. Before Twitter, we didn't know Twitter was going to exist, and now we're on it. So there might be another opportunity to replace X with something that is a better option for our city.
Is there anything you want to add before we sign off?
No, I think we've covered almost all of that. All I would say, though, is if anything, I wanted to ignite a conversation about our city and where it's posting its information. And as I said, I would really love to see, you know, a made in Ottawa, made in Canada solution to not only, you know, where we procure materials and things, but also how we post on social media. So kind of issue that challenge to anyone out there who's far more intelligent than I to come up with an option for our city to post on social media in a format that is truthful and upholds our values.
Well, I think the truthful part is key, isn't it?
Absolutely.
When is it going to committee?
It'll be coming forward next week at Finance Committee, and then what it'll do is it'll rise to council if it is approved at committee.
Great. Thanks again. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, Candace.
At the Finance Committee meeting, serious consideration was given by the committee members, and in the end, Mayor Mark Sutcliffe suggested the city may need a policy. Here's Sutcliffe.
My concern is that if we are, you know, similar to what Councillor Curry raised about exploring this or studying this, looking at the ramifications of it, I would prefer that we were doing something like that. In fact, I would go further to say, in this age of social media, we are probably going to be confronted with this decision frequently, where we might be talking in 6 months about Facebook, or we might be talking about a different social media platform. Maybe Blue Sky gets sold and somebody else buys it and we're revisiting it again. I think what we heard today is that the criteria that staff use by and large is reach. Maybe we need to have a social media policy that articulates what criteria we will use to determine which platforms we will be on, and then use that policy to decide whether we're going to be on X, whether we're going to be on Facebook, whether we're going to be on other platforms, rather than council deciding one platform at a time. I would prefer that scenario. We can get into debating how effective it is to be on X or not. I think if we're discussing it at a practical level, then it's not our decision. It's a staff decision. If we're debating it at a level of principle about where we should be and what criteria we should be using, then it is our decision.
I'm Candace Vetter with Local First, and I've been speaking with Laura Dudas, who brought forward a motion to the Finance Committee to get the city off the X platform. This is CJRO Radio and the Local Journalism Initiative.